You always have to know the reason someone does something to understand why he didn't do something else. On the cross, they mocked Jesus and said, "Come down from the cross and we will believe in you." Jesus wants us to love him, love ourselves, and love one another. If you had to tell someone in the simplest words, what is Christianity all about? I think you could tell it in the words that Jesus says when he said, there are two great commandments, love God and love neighbor. And to translate it into modern jargon, it goes like this. There is no other way to love God, no other way to worship God, no other way to give him glory than by taking care of one another and taking care of yourself. It is that simple. There is no substitute. There is no thing that God wants more than our hearts. That's why he didn't come down from the cross. Because the gospel is a proposition that says, this is how much the Lord loves us, that he sent his only begotten Son to live, to die, and to rise from the dead for us. But even God can't save us if we say no. Even God can force us to love him if we say no. So imagine if Jesus did get up from the cross. It might be shocking. It might have been a thrill for a few weeks. But then people would have got back to business. Just the same thing once the coronavirus runs its course. As much as we are very careful now, try our best to be considerate of one another, the moment the coronavirus passes, it will be a same old, same old. We'll go back to as much as we can to our new normal and live life as best as we can. But today, for your meditation, think of the people making fun of Jesus. They wanted him to perform a magic trick, to get up off the cross and show what a great and powerful guy he is. But he didn't want simply people to be in awe of him. He wanted people to love him and to love one another and take care of one another. So when you speak to anyone, I think even atheists can agree that it is a beautiful way to live, to take care of one another, to take care of yourself. And of course, they don't believe in God, but we do, because we say that is exactly the way you show that you worship God, that you give him glory, by taking care of yourself and taking care of one another. This was the primary lesson that Jesus preached from the cross. Because it wasn't his pain and his suffering that the people used to kiss the cross to remind themselves of, it was his love, his compassion. Can we show compassion and love for one another in the most difficult and most painful of times? I hope we can. Slava Isusu Christu.